Of course, me, I had left school, but it wasn't but when I first started, it was about a month. And it stayed like that till Karen was going to school with my wife. I don't believe they had but 2 months.
3 months, okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the way it was.
Tell me about your father and mother.
Well, they come up in the favorite time, and after they married, well, I believe they wasn't slaves no more. And in that day, when I did knew my father, the same day I born, he was 50 years old. And when he died, he was 107. That would make me be 57 when he died. I was born in 1892. I'm going to be 84 years old in November the 15th. You right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, your father, was he Creole?
He talked like me, Creole if you wanted. American. He take his newspaper, read just like an Englishman. At his age, the same week he died, told my sister to bring his gun. His dog had up jump a rabbit. He shot that rabbit through that post yonder, and he killed him, sitting down, and he was sick. Shot that rabbit, dead. Went down.
You must have had an amazing father, Mr. Jacobs.
Oh, yes, he was. I ain't lying to you. He was an nice old man, and he raised us more the same way he was raised. At my age, I've been called in the courthouse to speak one time. Never went for myself, never went in no trouble. I raised some boys. My second wife had 4 boys. I raised them. I raised them out of trouble. So,
did your father or mother get any learning?
My father.
Did your father or mother get any learning?
Did he have any learning?
Yeah.
My father had good learning.
You say he could read and write?
Oh, he could read and write and figure. But it's just like I say, it was weak. He already take it, he took it on himself. I tell you, that was sort of like Abraham Lincoln. Tell me, when he went to school, he came here up south, and he seen the people were slaves. The colored people. And he went back home, that's all the history my papa would read. That's the reason why I know it. He went back and he went to study. And his light at night, it was some killing. He cut him some killing and he'd read his book at night over the fireplace. And he said, if I ever be a man, you see, I seen something, I'm going to try to get in a place to put them people free. And he done.